Okay, Cody, Ultra Code is such an aggressively fake-sounding name that I wanted to hate it. But the argument is annoyingly practical.
Yeah, I had the same reaction. It sounds like a mode you unlock after Claude Code finds all seven hidden gems. But the actual claim is cleaner than the name. Ultra is X high effort reasoning plus dynamic workflow orchestration, so Claude thinks longer and can split work across sub-agents when the task is big enough.
Tiny life check before we become unbearable. My brain is at 80% battery, but my tabs are giving me emotional support today.
That is not support, Justy. That is a browser-based hostage situation.
Episode 561, apparently, and this is how we spend a Thursday. The article's best move is saying Ultra is for tasks that are too interconnected for a single pass, not make this button blue. More like migrate a big app from one database ORM to another.
Right.
And I buy that product framing. If Claude Code is already living in the terminal, reading files, writing code, running tests, and executing shell commands, then the upgrade path is not just better autocomplete. It's closer to, can it hold a whole change plan without stepping on itself?
Technically, that's the part that mostly holds up. The article says extended thinking lets Claude compare implementation approaches, notice edge cases, reason about dependencies, and plan the action sequence before editing files. That's not magic, but for refactors and migrations, extra planning budget can absolutely change outcomes. The stronger claim is the orchestration piece. The primary agent can spin up sub-agents, hand one the API layer, another the database layer, another the test suite, then synthesize the results. That is very much in the agentic RL bucket we've been circling since the multi-turn loop stuff.
Yeah, and this is where my product optimism starts vibrating. Because the article names the tasks people actually dread, large-scale refactors, framework swaps, redesigning APIs, codebase-wide security or performance analysis, and features that touch back-end, front-end, schema, and tests at the same time.
There she is.
I know. I know. But come on, Cody. That's the work where a coding agent either feels like a teammate or feels like a chaos machine with shell access. If Ultra can make the first 10 minutes more like a careful senior engineer mapping blast radius, that changes when teams trust it.
My pushback is on the word can. The article says the orchestrator reviews outputs, resolves conflicts, and integrates everything into a coherent whole, but it doesn't really show evidence. No benchmark, no before and after trace, no ugly merge conflict where subagent A changed an interface and subagent B wrote tests against the old one.
Oh, interesting.
So, I'd treat the mechanism as plausible and the reliability claim as unproven. Parallelism is easy to describe. Shared state is where the goblins live. We learned this with Qwen Agent World 2. Predicting next state is useful because state transitions are the hard part, not because many agents sounds cool.
That's fair. And honestly, the article almost proves your point by giving the too many cooks problem a very tidy answer. It says Ultra is designed to maintain consistency across sub-agent outputs, which is the sentence I would circle in red and write. Show me the receipts if I were being you for Halloween.
Horrifying costume. Just a cardigan and a skeptical spreadsheet. There is also a documentation wrinkle. Some current write-ups around Claude Code describe Ultra Code as both a prompt keyword and an effort setting. Basically, slash effort with X high reasoning and auto orchestration. I wouldn't build internal process off one blog post without checking the live Claude Code docs and the Anthropic slash Claude Code repo.
Sure.
But the decision rule in the article is good. If the task is a single bug, a single function, or a prototype loop where speed matters, Ultra is waste. If a senior engineer would spend an hour planning before touching code, that's where this mode has a shot.
And that's Who should care? Teams already letting Claude Code touch real projects. Not people casually asking for snippets. This is a workflow setting for expensive mistakes. It's less make the model smarter, more force the tool to slow down before it grabs the wrench.
Yeah, you're right on the user story. I'm still not granting automatic orchestration solves coordination, but I am granting that the shape is real.
Look at us. Mechanism is real. Execution is suspicious. Exploring Next has one setting, and it is apparently all the way down.